By the time you have a bye week, you get a chance to kind of recharge a little bit, regroup. I think it helps everybody. Even though it comes early, I think it comes at a good time, because with Thanksgiving, that's kind of like a bye week. Even though you got a lot to do in a few days, the players still have 3 days off there. So, you know, you go for 2 months and you got two more months, and then hopefully you got two more months where you get ready for the playoffs. So even though it was early, I still think it was, you know, time that the players deserved rest.
You said last week you usually put in 100-hour weeks. How many did you really put in this last week? Could you get away?
10.
No.
No, we got away for a couple of days. Everybody's got to get away. You kind of make the secretaries, coaches kind of get away for a little bit and kind of recharge. But everybody was, worked a couple of days last week and came in here yesterday after the first game and got ready for Baltimore.
Guys look like they come back energized, ready to go?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a bye week, they should come back ready to go. This is a day you need, though. Anytime you're away for a few days, we had pads on today, got a little running afterwards, kind of get the pads on and kind of get back in the football mode and kind of go through a normal preparation starting on Wednesday.
Did you watch the San Diego-Baltimore game? Is it possible to do any scouting if you did?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you look at it, you know, get a chance to study it like we did this morning once we get the film in. But it's always nice to, you know, watch the game, especially the opponents you're going to play the following week.
Mike Sutter Cobbs, when do you expect him?
Not really sure. You know, same thing. He's having treatment and just kind of day by day. Yeah, they both practiced today. You know, Al had a slight hamstring pull. According to Greek, he should be ready to go and ready to practice full speed on Wednesday. Darrell Williams, I don't think there's any problems, or I didn't know about it.
So if there's a lot of running, and we saw the same thing last Tuesday when you had the guys here, is that just because the bye week comes so early and you want to keep them in shape?
Yeah, we don't usually have running in. We don't have running in OTA days. We don't have running in summer camp. But anytime you're going to be away for a while, you want the players to stay in shape. And we ran Tuesday and Wednesday. Players came in, got a little running in, and it's always good to get a little running in today, because I'm sure they might have had a couple beers over the weekend.
Trevor Price wouldn't say anything to make bulletin board material after the game yesterday, but he did say he thought San Diego would be the team that comes out of the West. Mm. Is that bulletin board material for this team?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, it gives you something to talk about and something to write about, which isn't all that bad, but we understand you got to get it done on the field. You know, they're a very talented team, Baltimore. San Diego's a very talented team. You're talking about the two top statistical teams on defense in San Diego and Baltimore. So that'll be a great challenge for our football team.